This is The Naked Scientist with Ben Valsler and with Helen Scales, and as usual, we'll kick off with a look at this week's news. New research published in the journal Nature suggests that the proton might be as much as 4% smaller than we previously thought, and this discovery might prompt a re-evaluation of some trusted laws of physics. Protons are one of the very basic subatomic particles. Atoms are made of protons, neutrons, and electrons, except for hydrogen, which doesn't actually have a neutron. The size of the proton is a value used in quantum electrodynamics and in spectroscopy, but so far it's only been known to an accuracy of about 1%. Physicists would obviously like a more accurate figure, but only recently has this been experimentally possible. To get a more accurate measurement, Randolph Pohl at the Max Planck Institute for Quantum Optics in Germany used a specialised particle accelerator to alter hydrogen atoms and replace the electron with a particle called a muon, creating muonic hydrogen. Now, muons have the same charge as electrons, but roughly 200 times more mass, and this means it will orbit much closer to the proton, and as such it interacts more closely with it, allowing us to more accurately probe the proton's properties. Muonic hydrogen only survives for around 1 microsecond, but this is actually long enough to blast the atoms with a pulse of laser light, which causes the muon to jump up to a higher energy level. When it falls back down, it releases some energy in the form of X-rays. Detecting and analysing the energy of the X-rays released tells us the energy difference between the two states. This energy gap, known as the Lamb shift, is determined by the size of the proton. Now, this gives us results that are more accurate than other methods of proton measurement, but they actually suggest that the proton is 4% smaller than we thought. This could have implications for the theories of quantum electrodynamics, or it could imply that the Rydberg constant, a value used in spectroscopy for identifying what elements we see in interstellar dust, for example, may not actually be correct. Now, physicists are very likely to be queuing up to check this finding, putting every element of the experiment and the calculations under scrutiny. So we'll have to wait and see what this measurement really means for modern physics. But this could be a very, very significant shake-up.
4%. I mean, it doesn't sound much, but by the sounds of it, it really could make a heck of a lot of difference to our understanding of the universe. Really.
Well, these calculations rely on very accurate figures, and they're some really important calculations in quantum electrodynamics. This is really important stuff, and a difference of 4% can mean the world.
Absolutely. Well, we'll wait and see how that one pans out.